With the federal election concluded, many members of Congress are back to disagreeing over the issue of immigration reform. Wyoming's delegation has an interest in that debate. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Wyoming's immigration issues are different than those faced in other parts of the country. Seasonal workers are needed to help staff up the tourism industry. But Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis points out a less well-known reason the state needs migrant workers.
Wyoming has a strong sheep industry. Sheep herders from some South American countries and from Mongolia are the very best sheep herders in the world.
Without a robust guest worker program, many of those sheep herders find it hard getting into Wyoming legally. Lummis says it's time for Congress to tackle immigration reform.
There's a big problem in our country with people who want to become legal citizens, and the process is so bogged down that they cannot utilize our legal immigration system. And so some of them resort to the illegal immigration system.
Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi says the lack of immigration reform has also kept the state from employing foreign students.
And we also have kids that graduate from the University of Wyoming with some significant degrees, and then we kick them out of the country, and they could make a contribution.
A few years ago, a bipartisan group of policymakers came together to push an immigration overhaul through Congress. The effort was derailed, and leaders of both parties shelved the topic. But many Republicans, who were mostly silent on immigration for the past 2 years, gained a new sense of urgency after this year's returns came in showing Latinos voted overwhelmingly for Democrats.
We have to get this ball rolling. We have to have a discussion that is sensible, that is calm.
Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle was one of the first lawmakers to unveil a new proposal after the election. His legislation would allow children of undocumented workers a path to permanent residency, but not the citizenship promised in the Democrats' Dream Act. Critics say that's because GOP leaders don't want to create millions of new Democratic voters. Besides what to do with immigrant children, there's also the estimated 12 million undocumented workers in the U.S., a problem Congresswoman Lummis is acutely aware of.
It is a big problem, it's a big issue, and we should ignore it for now.
She says if lawmakers focus on contentious issues, a divided Congress won't be able to make any gains on immigration.
We need to focus on the areas where we can agree, where there's some bipartisan and bicameral agreement, and let that one big issue that could really prevent good things from happening in other areas of immigration law, we just need to let it go for now.
Senator Enzi echoes Lummis' concerns about trying to fit every issue into one massive catch-all bill. He says it would just die on the vine.
Well, you know, we worked on it before, and had we broke it down into a step-by-step process instead of a comprehensive one, I think we'd have made great progress and had some good immigration reform. But we're going to try and do it comprehensive again. When you do something comprehensive, there are always a few votes that get peeled off for each of the different things that are in there, and you wind up without a majority, and you wind up just like we did last time.
But a piecemeal approach doesn't seem good enough for many Democrats, especially members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The caucus laid down a 9-point proposal on immigration reform. It includes establishing an employee verification system, a commitment to securing the borders, and a path to citizenship. Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva is a leading Hispanic voice in Congress. He says he's glad Republicans are offering proposals, but he says unless Republicans broaden their scope, they're going to continue angering Hispanic voters.
So the wool's not going to get pulled over the Latino voters. If it's an honest gesture with content and with an effort toward compromise, I think the Republican Party, their efforts would be respected. But if the, you know, this continues to try to just buy time and not deal with the reality, the drubbing they took is just going to be historic as time goes on.
Grijalva and others are drawing their line in the sand on offering a path to citizenship to undocumented workers in the U.S.
We're not going to create a second-class citizenship or a marginalized group of workers in this country. That is just un-American, against all the values, and that is one of the lines.
As for Republicans, many also have their line in the sand. Here's Wyoming Senator John Barrasso's.
First, you have to secure the border, and there are different ways to do that, and the border isn't secure yet.
In January, the 113th Congress will be seated. The new session offers lawmakers in both parties a fresh opportunity to negotiate a solution to the nation's immigration woes, though immigration groups worry Republicans will block the effort. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.